When you think of an earthquake, yeah, you think of earthquake territory like California, right, comes to mind. But Oklahoma might take that dubious title. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, from October 2013 to April 2014, that's from last October to this April, there were 183 earthquakes of magnitude 3 or larger in Oklahoma. To give you a comparison, from 1978 to 2008, the yearly average for these quakes was 2. And according to a new study, this dramatic increase may be tied to oil drilling practices. My next guest is here to talk more about it. Elizabeth Cochran is a seismologist with the U.S. Geological Survey in Pasadena, California. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thanks for having me.
The USGS statement said it was likely that these earthquakes were linked to wastewater injection. What is that?
Wastewater injection is water that gets injected into the ground through deep wells, and wastewater can be a byproduct of any oil production.
So we're not talking about fracking here?
Not necessarily. So the wastewater can be a byproduct of hydraulic fracturing, or it can be a byproduct of regular oil production. Anytime oil is produced, not 100% of what is taken out of the ground is oil, so part of that is what's known as wastewater, and often the way of disposing of that wastewater is just by pumping it back down underground.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are a lot of wells in Oklahoma, right?
That's correct. There are thousands and thousands of wells in Oklahoma.
And so why are we seeing this jump now?
Well, that's one of the things that we're really looking into. The most likely reason, or one of the most likely reasons, is possibly due to the increase in injected volumes. So just the amount of wastewater that's being injected has increased quite a bit over the last several years.
Mm-hmm. And why would that cause an earthquake?
Well, so anytime you inject fluid underground, you change the pressure underground. And as that fluid may percolate along existing faults, you change the behavior of those faults, actually making them easier for that fault to slip.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to actually eliminate fracking as part of this problem of wastewater injection, or is it all tied in and you can't really separate all the different...
Yeah, at this point, we don't actually have the data to be able to separate the percentage of wastewater being injected that's due to hydraulic fracturing versus that's due to typical oil production. As far as we know, the Earth doesn't see those two types of wastewaters differently, but that's something for which we don't have the data mm-hmm. necessary to answer.
I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International. Talking about the dramatic increase in Oklahoma's earthquakes, talking with Elizabeth Cochran, a seismologist with the U.S. Geological Survey in Pasadena. Do they realize this? Do people in Oklahoma feel the ground shaking more these days?
Yeah, there have been many, many reports of felt earthquakes. Anything larger than about a magnitude 3 will likely be felt by someone if they're located nearby. And so since we've had just this year, since January up through the beginning of May, there have been 145 earthquakes greater than magnitude 3. I'm sure a lot of those have been felt.
145 since January. Mm-hmm. How would that compare like with California?
I don't have the number of events of magnitude 3 for California right now, but it's comparable or maybe a little higher than what we have even in California.
Wow, and Oklahoma isn't known for large earthquakes, is it? You have buildings there that, no one thought about earthquakes in Oklahoma. Are the infrastructure ready
right,
for
so,
this?
Oklahoma is quite far from the plate boundary, which is where we have most of our earthquakes. However, we have known for many, many years that there are faults in Oklahoma. On average, up to about 2008, there were about 2 magnitude 3 earthquakes a year. So there were earthquakes taking place, just not at this rate.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that they would have to start thinking about new building standards like they do in other earthquake-prone cities or states like California, up the Pacific coast, things like that?
Potentially. I mean, through the U.S. Geological Survey, mostly what we look at is we look at the science as to what's happening with earthquakes themselves, and we try and make a forecast as to what the likely earthquake rates will be in the future. And those then feed into things like regulations related to building building standards.
If you have lots of little sort of mid-level earthquakes like threes, does that mean that those lots of little ones are relieving the stress that might have built up to a big 7, 8, 10 sort of thing?
Generally, that's not the case because the amount of energy released in a small event is so small that it's not actually relieving a significant portion of the stress on a fault. For magnitude 4 event, that releases 32 times more energy than a magnitude 3 event. So you can see that you need many, many more of the small events to release, say, a magnitude 7.
Are there other states in the neighborhood of Oklahoma that are beginning to experience similar increases?
Yeah, we have seen, there have been several studies that have come out that link earthquakes in places like Texas and Ohio to wastewater injection. So this is more broadly become an issue that we're actively looking into.
And so what do you need to know more? When you say you're actively looking into, give me an example.
Yeah, a lot of these locations actually don't have a huge number of seismometers. That's, you know, as a seismologist, we always want to look at those wiggles coming in and get a good handle on what earthquakes are occurring, even very, very small ones, magnitude 1s, magnitudes smaller than that generally aren't felt. That gives us a good idea of where earthquake activity might be starting up. And the second piece of the puzzle is actually information about the injection itself. So very detailed information about the volume of water being injected, the pressures under which that wastewater is being injected. So those are the two pieces of information that we really need generally more of and need greater availability of.
Well, we hope Oklahoma is okay, and thank you for taking time to be with us today, Dr. Cochran.
My pleasure.
Elizabeth Cochran is a seismologist with the U.S. Geological Survey in Pasadena.